Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the only show that doesn't care about ratings, Witness Radio, with your host, Ryan Muniak.
Fans,
and welcome to Witness Radio, the only show that doesn't care about ratings because our sole purpose is to save souls. On purpose. Go to witnesstalkradio.org for more episodes and syndication options. Today we have the best clip from our time in Arizona for Super Bowl XLIX. What number is that? X is 10, carry the 1. Who cares? I failed algebra anyway. Let's just listen in as Jen from Christian Collegiate Network interviews football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
What team are you rooting for?
The Colts.
You're here rooting for the Colts?
Yeah.
They're not even in the Super Bowl.
They're not. They should have been.
Hey, man, I'm a Steelers fan, and I think the Steelers should have been in the game, right?
Yeah, but we're going to go for the Seahawks anyway, since they're here.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Are you a good person?
Great. Good person.
Do any of the teams in there that are playing, do they have cheerleaders?
No.
Oh, that's a good thing. All right, so have you ever lusted after a person?
Yes.
The Bible says if you lust after a person, you commit adultery in your heart. Did you know that?
I sinned.
And it says if you hate someone, you murdered them in your heart.
I don't hate. I ain't never been a hater. I ain't never been a hater.
That's good. So if God judged you by the Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty?
What is it? Hung jury. I sinned before.
You know.
So what does that make me?
Well, if you sinned, how does that make you innocent?
I sinned. Everybody sinned, right? I'm a sinner.
Well, if everybody jumps off the bridge, everybody dies. It doesn't make it any better.
Oh yeah, I follow the bridge. No, I'm joking.
All right, so let's say, if you broke one of them, you'd be guilty, and you'd end up in hell, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You don't want to end up in hell, do you?
Never.
Do you know what God does so you don't have to go to hell?
East side of San Bernardino, like, is that hell? Oh.
Hell, do you want me to tell you what hell is like?
Nah, I don't want to know.
All right, come here. All right, let me tell you how to get to heaven, all right?
All right.
Let's say you're standing before a judge, and the judge says, Keen, is that your name? Keen. Says Keen, you'd have to pay $1 million fine or you have to go to prison. Someone you don't even know runs in and says, I love you so much, I'm going to pay that fine for you. That'd be good news?
Oh, yeah, that's the business.
All right. That's what God did. God sent his son Jesus, lived a perfect life, never broke any of the laws, and he's an eternal being, so he could pay an eternal fine for you. He loved you so much that he came down from heaven, became a human being, and suffered on that cross, took the full wrath of God in your place, and 3 days later he rose from the grave. And he says, Keen, you have to trust I paid that fine for you, and you have to turn from your sins, and you go to heaven, not because you're good, not because you earned it or deserve it, but because he loved you so much. What do you think of that?
I think that was great. That was great he did that for me. Nobody really do stuff for me, so if Jesus did that, I owe him. Everybody know.
He did, see? And so what it would take for you to repent and put your faith in Jesus?
I do put my faith in Jesus.
You're going to repent and put your faith in Jesus? Do you have a Bible at home?
Yes, I have two.
So you should
a regular one.
Should read your Bible and obey what it says. Those are 66 love letters telling from him to you, saying, Keen, this is what I did for you. This is how I want you to live your life. And so that's what's good news to you. Imagine if you got married and you sent 66 love letters to your wife and she didn't read them. Would you be upset?
Oh, yeah. No response. I give a response.
So that's what you need to do is repent and put your faith in him.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
Are you? Do you have a ticket for the game today?
I do.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
Quite a bit.
what's quite a bit?
Quite a bit. Not as much as other people.
I try not. I've decided not to answer that question because I've been asked it so much this past week. So I've stopped answering.
That's cool. Did you? Was it hard to find a place to stay down here?
I actually don't have a hotel room. I landed last night at midnight, and I leave tomorrow at 8.
That's very fun. That sounds exciting, though. You can sleep in the airport, right?
Yeah.
You can sleep when you're dead, right?
That's right.
So what do you think happens when you die?
I don't try to think about it too much because I think humans are too obsessed with it, and that's why we end up doing stupid things.
How about stupid things? Have you ever told a lie?
Sure.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Just about every human probably has.
All right. So if God judged you by the Ten Commandments, do you think you'd be innocent or guilty?
I believe my version of God is a symbiosis of life. So I don't believe it's a man sitting in a chair up in the sky judging us. I believe that life will do what it does, whether it be positive or negative.
So when you say symbiosis, you mean like it just does whatever it does?
I don't think that we're able to comprehend what it does, and so we make up things for it.
So like we make up, pretend, we like guess what happens?
Pretty much.
Okay, so do you think everything's like random chance over time?
No.
All right, so do you think that there's something that created everything, or do you think it just always existed?
I believe that the Big Bang happened, and at one point it will reduce into a single singularity, and it will happen again, and every single thing that happened will happen again.
So do you think that at one point there was nothing, and then the singularity came?
I believe it's a loop. There's no beginning or end.
So where does all the energy come from to get all that, everything? You're like, all of this that you see here is going to end up on the size of a dot on a page. Where does all that energy come from?
That is the question that we all try to answer. That is the human condition.
What if I told you that I had an answer for that? Would you be interested in the answer to that?
No, I wouldn't, because I believe if you had an answer for that, you'd be full of
What if my answer for that is that the energy that came for all that is that God created everything?
I believe that you're entitled to your opinion, and I believe that God is... most people that actually worship God don't even understand the metaphors that the Bible talks about. They take the terms rather literally rather than using them as ways to live their life, which it produces positive things for humanity.
Let me go back to the singularity. So what the scientists say is that singularity spins really fast in one direction. Mm-hmm. And so like if you had a bunch of kids on a merry-go-round and they spin them around, you know what I mean? And so if you keep going to like 80 miles an hour, you know, and the kids like flying off, we use little kids that way, they're expendable, right? Is that funny?
I don't think you understand the physics of it, and I do, so it's kind of funny listening to you try to explain it.
Well, here's the thing, is that this is physics, when they spin around,
I appreciate your time.
Imagine Jesus walking onto your local college campus. What would he say? Would he be like Matthew chapter 9, seeing the people harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd, and say, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few? At Christian Collegiate Network, we are sending workers into the harvest. We are training students how to proclaim the glorious gospel, not only in the way that they live their lives, but how to speak to the campus community about the gospel. If you want to support our ministry at Christian Collegiate Network by becoming a campus leader or financially, go to changeyourcampus.com. Christian Collegiate Network, changeyourcampus.com. What does all football players and you have in common?
And who, sorry?
You and every other football player.
What do we have in common? We're all humans.
We are all humans. And do you know what? At the end, we'll all end up dying one day. What do you think happens when we die?
You know what? It depends on how you lead your life.
And so how have you lived your life?
You know what? I believe in Christianity without religion.
And okay, so Christianity without religion. So do you go to heaven or hell? Or what happens when you die?
You know what? I don't think anybody really knows that, do they?
Do you think God knows what happens?
I think there might be somebody that knows.
Okay. Are you a good person?
I believe I am, yeah.
Have you ever told a lie?
Well, of course I have. I think everybody has.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
The Bible says if you hate someone, you murdered them in your heart. Do you think you've ever hated someone?
No, not that much.
Okay. What about the Bible says if you lust after a person, you commit adultery in your heart. And have you ever taken God's name in vain?
I'm going to say probably yeah.
So if God judged you by the Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty?
Oh, I'd be, by the strictest interpretation, I'd be guilty.
And if you're guilty, would you go to heaven or hell?
You know what? Once again, I think you have a chance to redeem yourself or whatever they decide. You can be good about it.
What if, see, every time you sin, the Bible says that your sin isn't against man, but it's against God. And so all of your sins are against an eternal being, and so that's why you have to pay an eternal fine. What do you think about that?
Once again, I think everybody... I think you're going to find out at the end, regardless, if you live your life the way that you believe it should be lived, live the platinum rule.
And what's the platinum rule?
Treat people the way they want to be treated.
Treat people the way they want to be treated, not the way you want to be treated?
That's right.
Well, so here's the question for you. If you treat everybody the way they want to be treated, do you walk around and ask every single person how they want to be treated?
Of course not.
All right, so all these people may want you to say hello to them. Have you been asking them how they wanted you to say hello?
Just make them smile. Make them smile.
All right, what about, is it wrong to hate someone? Is it wrong to lie and steal? Are those things wrong?
Yes, of course they are.
Okay, and so if they are wrong, shouldn't there be a punishment for those bad things that people did?
You know what? Maybe karma will get you.
Now, why do you believe? Do you believe in karma, or you're just trying to come up with something?
No, I mean, I believe that you're going to get rewarded. You're going to... How you lead your life is going to be how you live your life.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you break God's law, the Bible says you're going to stand before Him in judgment. And so that's if you want to say karma, the karma is that you broke God's law, and what's coming to come back is you're going to have to pay your own fine. What do you think about paying your own fine in hell?
Well, you know what? So you just the way you lead your life, you must be prepared to suffer the consequences.
I agree. But what if someone was willing to take those consequences away so that you could end up getting to heaven, not because you're a good person, not because you earned it or deserve it, but because they loved you so much? What do you think about that?
Well, I think then what's the point of living a good life?
Go Patriots!
Yay! Well, the point of living a good life is that after you, someone said, hey, I'll pay your fine for you, someone would pay your fine, then you would be like grateful, and so then you would only do good because
once again,
of that.
Once again, I think it's you need to live your life as just be a good person. Christianity without religion. You don't need to go to church on Sunday. You don't need to read the Bible. You need to follow your life. You need to be nice to people. You don't need to lie. You don't need to steal. You don't need to lust after anybody. Just be a good person.
Now, the Bible says that you can't get to heaven by being a good person. It actually says that you have to have someone that pays your fine, that when Jesus died on that cross, that's Him paying your fine, and the only way to get to heaven is if He does that for you.
You know what? So it's an opinion.
What if that's God's opinion?
Well, that's an opinion. What's Buddha's opinion?
Buddha didn't rise from the grave.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe he didn't. What about the Dalai Lama?
The Dalai Lama can't pay your fine. He's not God. He didn't rise from the grave.
Okay. You know what? You know what? This has been a lot of fun, and I really appreciate your time. I appreciate your taking your time to talk to me.
I'm grateful.
All right, but thank you, and I wish you the best of luck in everything you do, okay?
Ratings. We don't need no stupid ratings. You're listening to Witness Radio with Ryan Muriak. But we like Ryan. We do. Just go to witnesstalkradio.org.
And what are your names?
Carrie. Kirsten.
And what team are you guys rooting for?
Seahawks!
All right, and how much money did you guys pay for your ticket to get down here?
$0.
How did you do that?
Because we're not going. We're just here to celebrate.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, I'm not going to use this.
Yeah. All right. So, how long?
All
right, you guys. Now, what do you have in common with every single football player in there?
We all want the Seahawks to win.
Yeah. So even the Patriots, they want the Seahawks to win?
They do secretly.
That is awesome. All right. Here's a question. Who do you think God wants to win the game?
The Seahawks.
And how do you know that?
Because he loves them.
That's
I know. Because the Bible. No, no.
That would be scripture twisting, would it not?
Yeah. It would be, yes.
All right. So along those lines, are you guys a good person?
Yes, very much, yes.
All right. So have you guys ever told a lie about the Seahawks?
No. I don't know what I would say that would be a lie about the Seahawks.
No, you would never, like, say they did better than they were supposed to, than they really did?
Nope. I like to tell it how it is. We know sometimes that we are a fourth quarter team. That is fine, as long as we win.
All right. I'm going to transition here. Would you guys, have you ever told a lie about anything else?
Maybe. I mean, obviously, yeah.
All right. Have you guys ever lusted after any of the Seahawks?
One. Well, wait, how much time do we have?
As much time as you want.
Number 31, number 3, number 84. I could just go on and on. Yes.
All right. The Bible says if you lust after a person, you commit adultery in your heart. Would you ever guess that?
Yes. Well, I'm single, so that really does it. So I'm clear. I'm clear.
Are you sure about that?
I think so.
Well, it doesn't. It just says if you lust. It doesn't say if you're married that it's okay. That if you're not married, it's not okay.
But don't you have to be to commit adultery? Don't you have to be in some sort of relationship that you're committing adultery against?
The person. See, here's the thing: is that when you're lusting after someone, it's considered like having sex with them in your mind. Well, you know what? You want your husband to love you. You don't want him to lust after you.
Okay. Then he won't.
That's awesome.
Answer to love them. Totally fine to do
totally.
That. Yeah.
All right. All right. So here's the question. So if God judged you guys by the Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty?
I'd probably be guilty of a couple. I'd probably be guilty of a couple.
If you're guilty, you're going to heaven or hell, do you think?
I hope heaven. You know, I try and make up for my sins. I'm also Catholic, so I go to church and, you know, apologize for them and try and do right. So I hope, you know, I hope I'd go to heaven.
All right, so let's say you stood before a judge. You say, Judge, I'm guilty. I'm so sorry. I'd never do that again. He'd say, you should be sorry and you shouldn't do that again, but someone's going to pay your fine. So who's going to pay your fine?
The Seahawks.
The Seahawks are going to pay your fine?
People who go to hell will pay my fine.
All right, so how about if you don't have someone else that pays your fine, the person has to be an eternal person. That's my hint. So if it has to be, because every time you break God's law, you break an eternal law against God. And so you have an eternal fine to pay. And so you guys don't want to go to hell, do you?
No. No.
Can I tell you how to get to heaven?
Maybe. Sure.
All right, let's say you're standing before that judge. Judge says you have to pay $1 million fine and you have to go to prison. You say, I have all these good deeds. He says, those good deeds don't pay your fine. You say, please. He's like, you have to pay $1 million. You have to go to prison. Someone you don't even know runs in and says, I love you so much. I'm going to pay that fine for you. Would that be good news?
Of course. I'd do it for Carrie.
So here's the thing. You do it for her, but the thing is you're not an eternal being, so you couldn't do it. But that's what God did, is that God sent his son Jesus to live that perfect life, and he died on that cross, not for anything he did wrong, but for what you did wrong, and he pays that fine. And he says, imagine if some of your friends paid your fine, they say, don't do that anymore, I paid that fine, right?
Yep, because he's awesome.
Right, and so that's what Jesus says, don't do that anymore, I paid that fine. So you get to heaven, not because you earn it, not because you deserve it, but because he loved you so much. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
Go Hawks! Go Hawks! And God.
Who doesn't love a little Ohio fire? Now that's the Ohio Players Fire. I'm talking about OhioFire.org. Striving for Eternity's Ministries puts on great conferences around the country. April 9 through the 11th, Columbus, Ohio. Not only will the gang from Striving for Eternity be there, but the gang from CARM. You know Matt Slick and the gang from Christian Apologetic Resources Ministries. Sign up for Ohio Fire at OhioFire.org.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I'm going to...
Face for radio, by the way.
You do have a great face for radio. I wish you guys could see his face. It's all covered in ink. I don't know. What do you call it?
Well, it's we're part of the Seahawks Witness Protection Program. That's what we are, so, yeah.
That's awesome. I have a picture of myself with one of the Patriots. That's a shame, isn't it?
Well, you know, someone's got to go home, and it's going to be them, so...
That's awesome. All right, so how long have you guys been Seahawks fans?
All my life.
All right. I lived in Seattle for only about 5 years. I liked West Seattle. But so what area are you guys from?
We're from the South King County area. We're in Auburn.
All right, so here's the question. Are you guys a good person?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Are you a good person?
Oh, I think so. I try to be. I try to be a good person.
No, we're incredible people.
Yeah, I think so.
We're Seahawks fans.
Yeah.
You look like incredible people. Yeah. All right. Have you guys ever told a lie?
Ever told a lie? Only a little white one. Only a little white one. And it was for a good intent. Exactly. For a good intent.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No. Never have, but the Steelers did steal a Lombardi once in 2006.
You know what, I am from Pittsburgh, so the Steelers, they do steal, so, all right. have you ever hated someone?
Hated something? No. Hate's a strong word, you know? I think you get mad in a moment and then you get over it, but you can't hate. That's too long term. That hurts you more than it hurts the situation.
So you guys don't even hate the Patriots fans?
No, not at all, no. No, we love football. They love football. We just wear different colors.
All right, the Bible says if you lust after someone, you commit adultery with them already in your heart. I don't want to know if you've done that. All right, so...
I only lust after my wife.
That is a very good answer, and we'll stick with that. All right, if God judged you guys by the Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty?
Oh, I would be compliant.
What does that mean?
It means that I followed them to the best of my ability.
All right, so if you followed them to the best of your ability, would you be innocent or guilty?
I would be... Well, I'd be guilty of following them, but innocent of breaking them.
But didn't you admit earlier you just broke a couple of them?
No. No, can't do it. Can't do it. My daddy's a preacher. I'd have gotten in trouble.
Well, what did your dad preach when he got up there and preached?
He preaches out of the Bible, so yeah. Right out of there of Exodus where they're all written in there.
Well, do you know why I ask if you're a good person and if you broke the laws?
Why is that?
See, here's the thing is that God says that we're not good people, that we've broken all the laws, and that's why Jesus came to die on that cross, to pay that fine, is because we're not a good people, and that we've lied, we've stolen, we've lusted, we've hated, and then we needed Jesus to die on that cross to pay our fine.
As Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There it is.
So
I was raised with the word in my heart.
Did you repent and put your faith in him?
Absolutely, when I was 5 years old.
Is there anything else you want to say, like go Seahawks or anything?
Absolutely, go Hawks all the way. Let's get our second Lombardi.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
My name is Scotty Karate.
All right, Scotty Karate. I love your hero thing. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, so here's a question. Are you actually from Seattle?
No. I am from Portland, Oregon, actually. I moved here in 2010. I became a fan in 2011, and here I am.
That's awesome. Those videos, those turn out really nice. Have you had that for a long time?
I make great radio.
Oh, that's awesome. So you have a face for radio?
Yeah, I have the beautiful face for radio.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Are you a good person?
Well, I suppose it depends on when and where we're talking about. In reality, no. I'm a naughty, naughty, naughty person.
All right. We're going to give you the good person test. Can you think you're going to fail or pass?
I'll probably fail.
All right, that's a good answer. Have you ever told a lie?
Yes, I've told 3 lies alone today.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Most definitely.
The Bible says if you lust after someone, you commit adultery in your heart. Have you ever lusted?
What's the Bible?
The Bible is a book written by God.
Oh, God. I don't know that name.
No, you don't know that name?
I do not.
Have you ever heard of Jesus?
Oh, I have. I most certainly have heard of Jesus.
Here's a question. If God judged you by the Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty?
I don't even know what the Ten Commandments are.
All right, ready? Do not lie. Do not steal. Do not murder.
Okay, you can stop. I'm already failing.
All right, so if you're failing, are you going to be innocent or guilty?
Most certainly guilty.
If you're guilty, are you going to heaven or hell?
I'm most certainly going to hell.
Does that concern you?
Nope.
Why not?
Hell seems warm and hell seems fun.
You know what? Where do you get your information that'll be fun?
Come on,
where did you get it?
It's in my brain. It's all in my brain.
You want it to be a good place, don't you?
I want to be comfortable.
All right, well, let's put it, what if, would you take your hand and put it on a on a stove, on an oven, you know, on the top part of the oven that is burning hot? Would you put your hand on there?
No, I would not.
And how is be like your whole body in there?
Oh, I couldn't do that either.
So I don't want you to go there. Do you really want to go there?
Right. Well, you're telling me it's burning and melting and everything like an oven, but we don't know. It could be beautiful, and it could be a tropical island.
If it's a place of punishment, why would it be a tropical island?
Here's what I think. I think that Earth, we're getting into this at this point.
Come on, this is fun.
I think that Earth is hell.
Right now?
Earth is hell if you want it to be hell.
Why?
Well, I mean, if you want to drop down to zero and lick concrete, then you most certainly can. If you want to rise up and be a multi-mega million-dollar baby like Ted DiBiase off the WWF, then you can.
That doesn't sound like hell to me. It sounds like a good place. You can do whatever you want.
Well, I'm just saying that it could be this or this. It's what you make it.
Well, here's the thing
agree?
Is that, no, see, here's the thing. You know what hell is? It's a place where even just one drop of water would give a person hope because it's so bad.
Prove it.
In the Bible, if you open
no,
it up.
No. Prove it.
In the Bible.
Prove it to me without quote.
All right.
The Bible.
So what if somebody came over here and stole your wallet?
No, wait.
I'm going to give you a logical proof. Give me a minute.
Well, I'm asking you a question. Prove it to me.
I'm about to.
Without showing me a book, you prove anything to me out of the Bible, and holy mother of mother, I will put down on my knees and I will praise God. You prove it to me right now, other than what's in a book.
All right. If somebody stole your camera, if somebody stole your camera, would you want your camera back?
You have a wonderful day.
You know that justice, you would want justice if somebody stole your camera, don't you?
Let me ask you this. Would you rather have ironclad proof, or would you rather have words in a book that dictates your faith?
Here's the thing is, you can't have logic. You can't have logic. You can't, and I'm giving you the answer.
No, you're not.
You can't have logic. You can't even argue it unless there is an absolute God.
Listen.
Do you want me to prove that to you? Will you listen to me?
I asked you to prove it to me, and you haven't. You asked me a question.
You keep interrupting.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. How much of all knowledge do you think that you have?
Oh, well, that's a tough one.